Welcome to a special edition of I'm a Public Health Professional, Get Me Out of Here. Now, what do you know about health psychology? Well, if you made the first stop to knowledge, as we always do here at Jigsaw, and looked it up on Wikipedia, you'd find it's the study of psychological and behavioural processes in health, illness and healthcare. A couple of weeks ago, we caught up with Dr. Angel Chater, who's lecturer in behavioural medicine practice and policy at University College London. We were at the first event for the newly formed Eastern Region Health Psychology and Public Health Network. Angel's career so far has involved working for the Deputy Prime Minister and a stint at NATO HQ, as well as studies into such diverse subjects as dance science, obesity and video games. So with all that going on, why haven't more people heard about health psychology?
Yeah, I think when people learn about what health psychology is, then we do get people, you know, desperate to kind of get involved. But I think one good thing what's come out of today, and hopefully, you know, from what happens after today, is to get the message out there about what health psychology is, what we can offer. because in my experience, once people know what we can offer, then they're really interested. And I think I've just been really lucky at being in the right place at the right time to get these sorts of people, you know, interested. But it's a new discipline. You know, it's 27 years old in the UK now. So we're not as, you know, well known as we could be, and hopefully over the next few years we can improve that.
You know, how do you get into the corridors of power, as it were, with health and wellbeing boards? Got a new public health set up, obviously, that occurred last April. Yeah. And is now the time to really get it embedded?
I think so. I think we've got a really prime opportunity now to kind of get involved with Public Health England, with the health and wellbeing boards, with, you know, the CCGs and the commissioners. And I think, you know, this type of network being set up in the East of England is really going to help kind of this area. There are other networks in other areas. There's an East Midlands group. And I think that, you know, we just need to shout a bit louder about what we can do, what we can deliver, the skills that we have, and how we can help people to realise their outcomes, you know, in terms of public health. So I think it's a really good opportunity right now.
And down at a patient level, mm-hmm. really interested in the kind of reaction you get from a new discipline. You know, do people embrace it? Are they sceptical about it?
In my experience, people have embraced it really well. You know, health psychologists work with so many different population groups, client groups and so on. And the way that we're trained in behaviour change, in supporting communication, I think is really well received. And looking from the research perspective, you look at interventions that use health psychology, many of them have really, really good outcomes, you know, compared to control groups. So I think it's good from both population level, but also, you know, individual level and the government level.
A little bit of work you did on an individual level that really caught my eye. Physical activity, Xbox, Nintendo, Wii. I mean, most people blame those for a lack of physical activity.
Yeah, it was a really interesting piece of work. We were trying to flip it on its head, really, and rather than demonising, you know, gaming experience, how can we use it positively to enhance health? So we looked at whether there was a difference between the Xbox and the Kinect, because obviously, the Xbox and the Nintendo, because the Nintendo is handheld and the Kinect just picks up your body. And we were using two different games, a tennis game for the Nintendo Wii, and it was like a rafting game for the Kinect. And we wanted to see whether it improved motivation to be physical activity outside of gaming, and also whether it improved people's mood. So we also looked at people who played and people who just watched people playing. And we found that even just watching someone playing a game improved their motivation to then go on and be physically active, you know, for that next week, improved their mood quite significantly, reduced negative mood. So, you know, it was quite a short little project that we did. I'd like to kind of do a bit more on it, because it was fun. It's good fun getting a load of people bouncing around a room playing tennis. But, yeah.
That sounds great fun. I mean, take it down to school level. You've got someone doing A levels.
Yeah.
Okay, what would their path be to reach where you are?
What in terms of training?
Yeah.
Well, if you wanted to become a health psychologist, the first thing you would need is a psychology degree. So if you were taking it back to GCSE or A level, particularly for health psychology, it's good to kind of have a background in psychology. And for me, for my A-levels, I did psychology, human biology and sociology, which links pretty much what health psychology is. You know, we come from a biopsychosocial model, so it has all three elements. You don't necessarily need those if you wanted to be a health psychologist, because, you know, psychology is open to anybody. But once you do your psychology degree and you have the registration to become a graduate with the British Psychological Society, you would then go on and do a master's in health psychology, making sure it's accredited so that you can follow that BPS pathway. And then you would go on to do stage two, which is a supervised practice route, where you would train under a supervisor for 2 years in various areas, consultancy, teaching and training, research and intervention design development, which would give you the skills of what it is really to be a health psychologist. And once you've got that packaged up, you can then go off into the big wide world and, you know, kind of use those skills to try and help promote health, prevent disease and support healthcare systems.
You've been through all that. Would you do anything else?
I would never do it differently. I love it. I mean, this wasn't what I'd planned when I was at school. In hindsight now, if I'd known about it back then, I would have planned to do this. I love it. I love health psychology. It's I think it's got a lot to give. It rather than looking at telling people what to do and making them feel scared if they don't do it, which is quite a typical biomedical model, you know, if you don't do this, you're going to be at risk of that. Health psychology looks at it quite differently. It's more about, you know, the reasons why people are doing things and then how can we change that to benefit their health. So, yeah, I wouldn't change anything.
Thanks, Angel.
Thank you.
My thanks to Angel, and hopefully the new network will go from strength to strength. And if that's where your appetite for health psychology and you want to find out more, why not drop us an email to jigsawpsph@gmail.com. Well, that's it for this week. Stanley and I are off to brush up on our wee tennis. Watch out, Rafael Nadal. It's definitely time for some positive thinking. Speedway season is approaching, Barnet are back in the playoff hunt, and even the weather's on the way up. See you next week.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun. And I say it's all right.
Public Health Professional, Get Me Out of Here is written, presented and produced by Pete Hill. All comments made are purely personal and do not relate to any other body. This podcast is protected by a Creative Commons license. Any unauthorised reproduction for commercial gain is strictly prohibited.
It's all right.